Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aileen. Welcome back. I know I've been gone for like a good long time. I think right before Father's Day, and I believe Father's Day was like June, somewhere around that time. I know I got my dad a card for Father's Day. It's just that I didn't put like, the card was empty. So I know he probably freaked out seeing the card because it was like one of those little funny cards that I got off of Etsy because I did not know what to get him because I done forgot when Father's Day was. So by the time I was like, oh shoot, Father's Day is coming up. It was probably like a couple of days before Father's Day. So it's like, let me get him something quick and probably get him something later. Also, his birthday and Father's Day are like right in between each other. So I've been gone for quite a minute. You know, I'm so sorry about that. If you listen to the podcast, you know, I appreciate the support. But I've been gone for a while. And I know I've seen plenty of things where it's like, oh, stop using your mental health as an excuse to be lazy or whatnot or not do stuff. You wouldn't do that, like, at a job. And it's like, I've done that at a job plenty of times where I've called out just to, like, be at home just because I needed a... like, I needed a break, so I've called out of jobs for my mental health. I took days off. I even gave them my schedule of my availability because, like, I need some time to myself. Even though, like, you know, stuff needs to get done, especially if you're a person that's trying to, like, build whatever you're trying to build or you call yourself, like, a content creator. So, what I'm trying to do now is pre-record a lot of stuff, and when it comes down to like my memory cards, I have a lot of memory cards. So with having a lot of memory cards, you end up finding old stuff and then you end up losing old and new stuff. So I'm mentally processing that because I had so many pictures and videos and whatnot. I'm keeping the memory card to see if I can, like, retrieve any of that, but it's, like, I'm so heartbroken because, like, that was, I mean, I have the memories, but it's just, like, you know, this is, like, my practice footage. So, I've been processing that. I'm heartbroken over that. I mean, this is, like, the second time this done happened. Oh, shoot. This is the second time this done happened when it comes down to a memory card messing up and me, like, losing basically everything. So while I've been gone, I took a mini vacation. I'm not even gonna say where I've been at because I know people get mad. So I took like a mini vacation, heated pools, you know, nice interior design, Airbnb, watching old movies on the big TV in the kitchen, whipping it up, you know, tearing that hole. Just kidding. But just relaxing in the Airbnb and whatnot. And just being in a whole different, socially distancing, quarantining in a whole different environment. It felt good and stuff. You know, a lot of people be getting upset because you traveling and whatnot. And it's like, listen, being in your house is straight and whatnot. But sometimes you just need to be, just out and stuff. Like, I'm ready to go, like, on another trip. Because I feel so refreshed. Like, I like that refreshed feeling and stuff. But, like, being on my mini vacation and stuff, like, something happened to me, like, that really, 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 that, like, really hurt my feelings. And it's like, I'm just chilling, like, being chilling in the pool and whatnot, uploading stuff on Snapchat and Instagram like I normally do. And this, I would be expecting it to happen from strangers, you know, people that don't know me. Like, let me paint this picture. Lizzo's comic section, all right? So I'm expecting this from, like, strangers or whatnot, but this is from somebody that I know. And it's just like, damn, what did I do to make this nigga that mad? Like, I'm just chilling, enjoying myself, and then out of nowhere, I'm getting a message, and that's the thing. It's not like I went searching. Out of nowhere, I just get this random message just straight body shaming me and fat shaming me, and it's just like,
damn, bitch, like, is this your body? Is this, like, are you in this? I just thought that was so interesting. And I just been keeping my distance from that person. But it's just like being fat shamed all the way from child to now. It's just like, I'm sick. Like, leave me alone. Like, that's another crazy thing, because like when I do respond to people, they're like, oh, you didn't have to go in that much. But it's like, you didn't have to bother me. That's it. Like, a lot of stuff, like, I just let slide or whatever. And I don't be thinking that much of it. And you already know, like, with family, you get family chances, you get family and friend chances more than anybody else. So it's just like, I think I eventually tuned it out, because I've been hearing like comments like this ever since I was a kid. But now as an adult, it's like, bruh, I shouldn't have to wake up, or I shouldn't have to, like, and it really hurt my feelings and stuff. A lot of stuff don't hurt my feelings, but it really hurt my feelings and stuff. And I did record with this person, but I trashed that episode, because it's like, I don't want to bring you on my platform and whatnot, because, and then also this person talked shit after, so it's like, boom, like, bye. But I've been chilling or whatnot for my little break. I've been trying to do different things out, and I feel really good and stuff. It's been hot, so like I haven't even been feeling like exercising, because it's like just sitting in one spot, like it's like a sauna in here, even though like I don't think that's how it works and stuff. So I'm trying to like keep my body active every here and there. But any other time, I just sit in this hot ass house. It's so crazy because I have all these fans on and I have the air on, and it's like, why is it still hot? Like, it needs to be an ice box. Like, what's going on? But speaking of what's going on, like, with the recent, like, this is old. Well, it happened a couple weeks ago, but this is considered old, about the whole August Alsina thing. And then with this whole Yandy Smith and her man thing, and people were talking about like how married couples be terrorizing or just like bothering single people with their, what do you call it? Just what they're exploring and having a third. Now, I've never been in that situation. I've had people approach me and I'm like, no, because that's not, I know what type of person I am. And also, I can only focus on one person at a time. But I know what type of person I am. So it's like, it's all fun in the beginning. That's what I like with the whole August Alsina situation. Like, he was like 22, 23. So in the beginning, like me, I'm 25. So it's like, I know, like, in the beginning, like, stuff like that would seem fun. And it's like, oh, I'm dealing with this person, I'm dealing with that person, and I'm having fun and whatnot. But after you, like, once you get older and you start to like change and get better, especially when you start to focus more on your mental health, it's like, you come to terms, like, it's hard to come to terms with that. Oh, I'm having fun in this situation, but I know that it's nothing more than what it is. And many people say that, like, oh, he's grown, age of consent, whatnot. And he knew what was up. They probably told him what was up and whatnot. But it's still like, that's why the question come up, like, is he a victim? Like, low key, he is a victim, because he was going through some stuff at the time of that, like, at the start of that relationship. And some people say it's very predatory or power or whatnot, because it's like, I'm trying to think. It's like, oh, you come to help me and whatnot. And then for someone like him, you could tell, like, he's a very emotional person. He's in tune with his feelings and whatnot. And I relate, because it's like, you have expectations or whatnot. So he probably did end up catching feelings. Like I said, he was young. So it's like, oh, it was all fun in the beginning. But he said he dedicated years to the relationship. He dedicated years. And he realized that she ain't leaving her man for you, and that, you gonna have to he dedicated years and stuff. So it is kind of heartbreaking. And a lot of people, like, it's like, I didn't even really think of it that way when people were like, oh, he's a victim. I didn't really think of it that way. I just thought like, oh, he was having fun and whatnot. Probably had a bad breakup. And he hurt. He got feelings. He hurt. Like, this one, this is when the, you know, who's more Erykah Badu or Jada Pinkett Smith? Because with both of them, it's like, it's deeper than just sex. Like, it's a whole different thing. Like, it's a whole connection. Like, you don't have, like, when Tupac said, oh, I can have an orgasm without you touching me or some shit like that. It's like, damn, like, you know, it's the connection and stuff. Because when you have somebody that really, and especially with black men and how a lot of them, you know, feel like they can't be vulnerable. It's like when you have that connection with somebody and then they understand you, they help you grow and whatnot. And you just know the type of person, like they're so beautiful and you don't even have to look at them. Like, you know, you start to, I want to say catch feelings. A lot of people like to say, oh, you're catching feelings. Oh, you're catching feelings. It's just like, no. Me and you are on a deeper level than just sex. It's on a deeper level. Like, it's so hard to explain it and whatnot. But it's on a deeper level than that. That man said, August Alsina said that he can pass away right now and he would be happy. He would be fine. Like, do you know what type of connection a person has to you to where, like, if something bad happens to them, they will be fine because they feel like they, like, that is powerful. Like, this is, you gotta get in tune with yourself. That's getting in tune with yourself. That's what, and I don't know if I'm getting older or whatnot, but lately I've been wanting, like, a connection. I've been wanting a connection with somebody and stuff. Like, I've been wanting to schedule a cuddle session and stuff. Like, nothing, no sex or nothing like that. Just to have somebody, like, wrap their arms around me. And we just chilling and, like, on something like that. Because you can't do that with your male. You can't do that with your male friend, your friend of the opposite sex. You can't even do that with your friend of the same sex. Like, just sit there and cuddle and watch TV because boundaries. Also, it's like, it would probably be awkward or whatnot. But I've been wanting, like, to schedule a cuddle session. Like, hey, come over. Let's watch TV. Let's chill. And whatnot. And just lay here. Even though, I mean, it's hot now. Like, get off me. But I'm just saying, like, before the temperature rose. But I constantly get hit with the, oh, you're catching feelings. Oh, you're catching feelings. Like, no, baby. That's another thing. If I know what is up, that's one thing I've had to work on a lot. Is constantly re-reminding myself what the situation is before. Constantly, I have to constantly keep reminding myself before any other type of feeling come through. Like, remember, you know, told me that it's just X, Y, and Z. So I'm like, okay, cool. I don't try to push it beyond X, Y, and Z because that's how you get your feelings hurt. But I constantly tell someone, like, if me and you both know what's up, why is it a problem if I want to cuddle with you? That's it. Like, I'm not going to catch feelings. Like, damn, I can't have somebody of the opposite sex name next to me. Like, geez, do I got to pay somebody? You know, I ain't pay nobody to cuddle with me. But but it's just like, but I'm single. So it's like, I'm not going to argue with somebody that does not want to do that or try to at least compromise. So I'm just going to go to the next and call it a day. Like, I'm not going to trip. But I know one thing that had people in their feelings, and to be honest, I did not know who this person was until, like, you know, the riots and the protests started. But I'm gonna keep it two virgins with you. Like, I did not know this man had so many things he was known for and stuff. I know one thing Virgil is known for is having an all-white staff. And I remember it was I think it was a black female artist, and she had an all-white staff as well. And people were kind of concerned and whatnot. And lately, when everybody's been talking about, you know, diversity in the workplace, in different medias, in the background, even and Mr. The black guy in the MCU, in the Marvel stuff, not Chadwick, Anthony Mackie was talking about, oh, how when it came to, like, the Avengers movies and stuff, like, all the people that were in the background were white. And then when it came to Black Panther,
all the people that I was working with was Black Panther. And he questioned it. He was like, oh, so, like, when it comes to a black movie, that's when you want black people. But when it comes to, like, a black, not a black, when it comes to a movie that's not centered around black people or have a lot of black characters, you don't want them working behind the scenes and stuff. Like, with Black Panther, you had the black director, the black costume designer. You had a whole bunch of black stuntmen and stuff and stunt women. And a whole bunch of, like, I probably seen, like, a couple of Caucasian people. But overall, like, with that movie, it was very black. But with the movies that are not that very black, it's like, you have no black people. Like, the same black, and also I noticed that when I watched, like, the behind the scenes, the same black guy, he's a stuntman for all the black people. Like, he is a stuntman for the Falcon, for Black Panther. I think he was a stuntman for... He's the stuntman for all the black men. Like, whenever they need a... Hey, we need a black stuntman. They send that one guy over there. So, I know many people were trying to justify to my son, when people get hired based off their skills, not their skin color. But history, if you look at history, shit was put into place to where... And it's not even just black people. Look, I'm finna get into my Twitter warrior. It's not even just black people. It's just people of color in general. Like, and that's the funny thing, though. Because when you have that token person, they fuck up. They fuck up. Like Virgil asked. Listen, I'm gonna go back. Just go to Virgil. Because I could go into a whole thing about, you know, skills versus the color of your skin. Because that's bullshit. So with Virgil asked, they hired him to make Pop Smoke's album cover. And to be honest, everybody, like, baby, I could open my phone right now and make a Pop Smoke album cover better than what he did. And that's what everybody did. Like, I've seen some nice ass ones. Some real nice ones. Even the ones that weren't that good were better than what Virgil put out with his whack ass. So, of course, they dragged him. And, of course, they changed it as well. Like, people, like, due to backlash from Virgil's design, they changed it. And it looks better now. Like, just the rose, the black background, that shit is so nice. It's very simple and stuff. You know, keeping it simple, but it looks nice and whatnot. So, Mr. Graphic Design is my passion. Like, that was so funny, though, because I know he was paid a good amount of money. And I know he still got paid even though the shit was trash. And that's nothing I dislike, though. But, you know, I'm not mean no hater and stuff. You know, people who do, like, the bare minimum, people who suck, basically, I'm gonna put it like that, people who suck getting paid all this money while the rest of the people over there who work hard and study this and know about the different shades and how to, you know, instead of just Photoshopping stuff together, actually drawing stuff together, are getting overlooked and stuff. That's why I'm trying my best to focus more on, like, the little people and whatnot. That's also what I've been doing in my spare time, is donating and buying black owned, because, you know, they got some, I've come across some nice ass shit, and there is some markets that are kind of empty, and it's like, you know, somebody needs to tap into this and stuff, because I know we will come out with some, it might be the same product, but I know, like, it's going to be something different. And the closest thing to, like, quote unquote graphic design that I probably do is my thumbnails for YouTube. That's another thing. Like, with all these products I've been buying, I'm going to do a haul on my channel. I'm going to leave the link in the description of my haul. Like, you know, I've been trying to do my little YouTube thing or whatnot. So I'm gonna leave a description so you can check out my thumbnails. I have to redo some of my thumbnails because I'm a person that likes a theme. I like to stay on theme and whatnot. And I don't know if I want to private my old videos yet because, you know, they're still getting traffic. They're still getting views. And that brings more views to, like, my new videos as well. Like, these videos that I did, like, 3-4 years ago. So, you know, I guess I'm gonna use that as my marketing and whatnot. But yes, I have been supporting, in my meantime, supporting, donating as much as I can, making sure stuff is legit, because, you know, I don't want to get scammed out my money, even though I can get it back, but still, I don't want to get scammed out my money and go through that whole process and stuff. I need to pay attention to, like, delivery dates
of certain things because I have a nose ring that I ordered like last month, and it said that it won't be here till like the end of July, beginning of August, and I'm like, oh shit. But it's handmade though. Like I said, I be on Etsy more. So supporting all the people through Etsy, supporting people in my local neighborhood. I'm trying to catch up on the podcasts that I follow's new episodes. I know one of them I'm like 5 episodes behind, but a podcast that I've came across is Millennial Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Alicia and Kat. You know, they talk about budgeting, you know, the culture, millennial thoughts. They also be having some very entertaining guests that come through and talk about their experience. So like, check them out because we need more representation, you know, around millennials, especially younger millennials. One thing I also seen is that Mary J. Blige came out with a wine. Like, if you see her picture, she's like, you could never. But she came out with a wine. One of them is Pinot Grigio. And for some reason, I fell in love with Pinot Grigio. I don't know if it's the taste or if it's the name. But I like Pinot Grigio. I had some Pinot Grigio when I was in Florida. Oh, I cannot remember the name of it, but it was real nice. It was very refreshing. I wish it was sparkling, though. Sparkling wine is, I just like the bubbles on my mouth. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, A-L-Y-N-N. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support, sharing, liking, commenting, reposting. You know, really appreciate it and stuff. And I'm going to get my mental health under order and stuff. I think it's just the heat. Like, I think the heat is really getting to me. You know, when it get hot, people start to get mad, want to fight and whatnot. But thank you for listening. Make sure you like, share, give feedback, and I will see you in my next episode.